Emergency Management Preparedness Month. Michelle, glad you could come by again.
Thanks for having us.
This lady has had nothing much to do this month. And we have some stuff coming up next month, too, we want to update you on. Okay, so what particular are we spotlighting here today?
So first off, I just want to like say thank you for all the people that have participated this far in Preparedness Month.
Great.
I don't really mind if you went super big and you made a plan, you went out and built a kit, or if you just simply memorized a loved one's phone number in case your phone died in case of emergency so you could call someone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy to know that everybody's thinking about it. Because that's honestly the first step, because truly there are some people that, like we've mentioned in the past, that hear things, they have the knowledge, but they don't necessarily do anything with it until the last minute.
We talked with Natasha, your other half, down there last week, and that's one of the main things that she touched on is the worst thing you can do is nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. We hope that never happens. And okay, and let's go out and have a beer.
And then
here comes the storm. Where do we go? What do we do?
And then call emergency management and say, you know, say that. What do we do? They ain't got time to answer questions.
But you make a good point. There's an awful lot you can do that we've talked about this past month.
Absolutely.
And for some people, it might be kind of overwhelming. Well, if nothing else, figure out where you're going to go, what you're going to do, people you need to call, get some supplies.
And where your kids are going
to
go.
You know, simple things. You don't have to run the whole gambit here. You know?
Right. And thankfully, we've done a really great social media campaign also. So a lot of those things are still on the website if you haven't been able to see them. We've got multiple preparedness pages on the county website. We've got multiple posts that we've got on the Facebook page. So you can refer back to those if you've decided to take a baby step and just one thing, maybe a month or a year, I'll even accept as progress towards preparedness.
Well, and if you comment on one of the posts on the Facebook side, they're registered for an actual kit.
Yes. So we are going to be doing the drawings for that the end of the first week of October. So hopefully that also coincides with we've got a CERT, Community Emergency Response Training, that Natasha's going to be hosting in October also. So that's kind of how we were going to wrap up Preparedness Month. So if you did anything, if you thought about it, if you weren't sure how to start, we've offered you a class right smack dab afterwards, so you've got an opportunity.
And signing up for the kits is a good deal, too, because they have everything from a weather radio to
first aid kits.
Yeah, and that's sign up and see if you win something. You know.
Yeah, and honestly, I might do more than what I've slated to say. I would rather have more out there in the community because they certainly don't do me any good in my office.
Well, and if you happen to win one and you're in the and you go to buy and pick it up, just go ahead and have the ladies help you program it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We would be more than happy to program.
Yeah, they're not really that hard to program, but if you're not a techie, it can be a little confusing.
Or if you wanted to put another county in there, I know sometimes people put loved ones in that are in different counties so they can be aware of what's going on there.
Back in the day when you didn't have that kind of technology, you just the weather radio went off. If there could be a tornado in almost Colorado, it'd go off.
Yeah.
Well, now you can program it to only Saline County, or if you have relatives in Ottawa County, whatever, it'll go off. But they're neat now. You know.
Yeah, we don't need to keep you awake all night. Listen to Storm Breath.
I've still got one from back in the day, and it'll beep, 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 and then the red light blinks, and you got to hit the bar. And, of course, it's kind of elderly, so you got to pound on the bar to turn the thing off. But that's not the case anymore. So how's it gone this month?
It's been busy. So some of the other things outside of preparing the community, we've been preparing our first responders. So we've got our full-scale exercise for the airport on Tuesday. And I want to say there's probably 20 different agencies that are participating in that. So we'll be preparing and practicing anything from an airplane crash, a reunification for members picking up people from an airplane, to an influx and surge of patients to the hospital and what their plans are. So there'll be a lot of moving parts on Tuesday.
This is one of those exercises, maybe you see it on the news somewhere where they have a plane that maybe is actually on fire. I don't know if we're going to do that.
One that will, we brought the system in, so they'll do some training on Monday, and then we'll use it again on Tuesday. But yes, they will
The ambulances take the quote victims to the hospital, and it's quite a, I don't want to say a show, but it is. It's quite a deal, you know.
And then after that, in October, we've got an active shooter panel that we are putting on for Saline County employees. We also have our theme for our in-service this year is a safer Saline. So we're teaching at least the 300 county employees some other personal preparedness and safety tips. Mm-hmm. And then we're helping Dickinson County. They're doing a full-scale active shooter exercise for their county. And then we are doing a tornado exercise for about 20 other agencies again. So yes, hopefully if we make it through all of that, we will be very prepared.
If you make it through.
Yeah, quite the orchestration going on right there.
I wonder how many people say active shooter with emergency management, you know, they think of you guys as tornadoes and things like that, but yeah, you over the years branched out into things like active shooters. And
yeah, it used to be like fires and tornadoes, and now you've got reunification, plane crashes, active shooter.
Mm. Who is trained in the active shooter? I mean, obviously law enforcement, sure. Educators, teachers, who all do you train, so to speak?
Everybody. So we've partnered with DHS, Department of Homeland Security. They actually came out last month, and they were here for a week. They did some vulnerability assessments and walkthroughs. They sat down with 305. They sat down with some local community churches. They sat down with the city county building, and we had a long discussion about our security concerns around that area. They've also met with some of the local businesses in town. I know they sat down with the VFW, and they kind of talked about their building setup and stuff like that. So there is no specific agency that should be thinking about this, in my mind. If you go to an establishment or you own a business or you work at a business, I feel like that's training and knowledge that everybody should have.
Have they brought in any of the assisted living? I want to stay away from saying rest home, but the assisted living facilities and that?
Yes. So it was probably either January or February, we sat down with about 40 healthcare agencies, and we talked about cybersecurity, active shooter, just general weather preparedness for them, because they are required now by federal standards to actually be training on that.
On active shooters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody's being trained with active shooters. But again, if you watch the news every now and then, what was it, a few months ago, we were having an active shooter deal in the news in the evening, about one a day.
Yeah.
All over the country.
I mean, it's almost to the point. We're almost getting to the point in my mind where we need to just put it, just strap one on our side and, you know, and take it from there.
I know several teachers, and back, you know, there was discussion of arming the teachers, and I said, we don't want that. I'm having a gun in my purse or whatever, but that's where we are these days.
And I will say that there's some businesses that have made some strides, whether it's hiring a security company or changing the security systems that you have on your own buildings. You don't necessarily all have to be open carrying, but I mean, that is certainly an option, and you're right here in Kansas, but there are other things you can do that are also not.
Cameras.
Yes.
And that. Having the mounted cameras where you can keep an eye on the property and coming in and out and that.
Proximity locks versus keys, because I don't know about you, but sometimes in businesses that I've gone walkthroughs through, there's always a brick holding a door open in the back and things like that. So, yes, you spend all that money on your $1,000 security system, but that little brick there is not helping you at all.
No.
Let's look toward next month. Obviously, September is kind of winding down here. Some stuff coming up in October, as you've said. What's all that about now?
So the tornado exercise, I'll start with. We got with the fire department, and we were talking about mainly the search and rescue aspect of it, the markings that we do on buildings, law enforcement's understanding of those markings. And then there were a couple other questions that stemmed from it, resource management, how do we manage mutual aid in a situation like that? Because as we found from all natural disasters that have hit Kansas, we are not the only ones. So it does impact our region, which is what we pull our resources from. So figuring out how we would manage our response based on limited resources is something that we're going to try out. We also have utility partners coming to the table. So Kansas Gas and Evergy have mentioned that they will also be participating. And those relationships are really good to just build during one of these exercises, because they are huge partners in not only everyday response when something happens, but in that windstorm that we had back in 21. I felt like I was on the phone with Evergy every 5 minutes. So it was just nice to have that rapport beforehand.
Right. Well, the past, year, emergency management, law enforcement, being prepared has had good news, bad news. A lot of good news, a lot of bad news, you know, like the shootings in Texas, that fiasco down there. But all in all, from the news that I've seen and followed, we meaning us right here, pretty well prepared for most anything.
Yeah, and we certainly try. And I, like I said, we are also open to more input. There are just two of us down there in the basement. So if anyone has any other, and albeit there are no crazy ideas in my mind. So that tornado exercise that we're doing, normally we get around a table and we just sit and talk about what we're going to do. Well, that didn't sound very fun to me. So I took the concept of Dungeons and Dragons, where basically you roll the dice and see, you know. So that's what we're going to do. We created four different scenarios. The guys can roll to see how many resources they have, what the weather's going to be, how many patients they're going to have, how destroyed is Salina because of the tornado.
You can't have a tornado.
Right.
You know, can't make a tornado to have an exercise. No, that's about the best you can do. Right?
So I'm interested to see, how it goes, because there's no structure that they normally have. So we'll see. I do have quite a few people from the rest of the state coming to see if it's successful, because I genuinely think it would be more fun for responders, and they'll get more out of it with
more
that.
More fun. Yeah.
I'll have more fun.
So now we'll change your name to Dungeon Master Michelle.
Now I'm not mad.
But what about a flooding scenario? How are we going off in that direction?
So we've actually had, in the scheme of natural disaster, experience, we've had more experience with flooding than we've had with tornadoes. We've had more experience with wildfires than we've had with cyber incidents. So we've been trying to focus and balance that real world experience versus things that we should be refreshing ourselves on. So in January, we are planning to have a cybersecurity exercise that we will open up for not just the county, but also other county partners, the hospital, the school district, so they can work through some of their plans. Because one of the hardest things, I think, for some of these disasters is, okay, it happened, but what are you going to do? Like, what's your continuity of operations? What are you going to do to still maintain your business, your livelihood? So getting people to think about that.
In other words, what's your follow-up plan?
Right.
That's another new area. Cyber.
Yes.
Yeah. Security, internet security and all this, you know, not too long ago, there was no such thing.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah. I think it was just last week our IT department reached out to us and we're changing our whole password reset. Cause I mean, everybody forgets their password long weekend or whatever.
I hate passwords.
So change your
password. Oh God. No.
Actually using, voice phishing. So voice phishing to pretend to be an employee that needed a reset of password, help desk didn't know any better, and they reset it. And I guess there was it was a casino or some business in Vegas that actually got impacted because of
several.
This.
I think it was several.
Our IT department was like, yeah, we're going to change our policy for this. We're not going to be
When the MGM Grand gets hit, you know you got trouble.
Yeah, well, IT guy was telling me not too long ago. He said it's kind of like a game.
Mm-hmm.
With the security people, they work on a new system, mm-hmm. and fine. At the same time, there's some kid in a garage in Peoria that's figuring out how to get around it, and then they start all over again. It's like a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we actually went, both the city and the county have participated. We had some federal funds become available, and we actually did some penetration, mm-hmm. penetration testing on our systems to see where our vulnerabilities are. Because like most things in the real world, in natural disasters, but also in cyber incidents, there's only so much that you can prepare for, mm-hmm. and then there's just some assumed risk that you mm-hmm. need to take on to be able to do your job every day. So it's nice to – you might not be 100% covered, but it is nice to have that mm-hmm. reassurance that those things that you were concerned about, those vulnerabilities that you have, are actually what the hackers see as well.
Because I know the pay folks at Eagle uses,
mm-hmm.
they about every 60 days – you have to go in and change your password on your account.
Yeah, and they're getting to like 24 character
mm-hmm.
ones now. Yeah, so it's not just a password; it's like a passphrase.
Almost a sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
changing passwords.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you have to change your password.
I can't remember what the old one was because too many of us let the computer handle it.
Oh, sure.
So you change your password. I don't remember. So you got to go through the lost, forgot password right. and all that. And
they do make applications for that now that
right.
will generate a password for you that cycles through like every.
Some of the passwords, I try to keep it as simple as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Some of my passwords, it would be like my name and then it might be a dollar sign.
Right.
Like with the bank. Well, to change your password every 6 months, you just change the dollar sign to something else,
mm-hmm.
and that'll change the password. You really don't have to change the whole thing.
They are getting smarter now. They'll tell you that this is too similar to your last password.
Mm-hmm. I like the computer. This is too simple,
yeah.
dummy. You got to do
– the, yeah.
then they send you a new one, and it's like 50 characters.
Yeah.
But anyway, with Natasha, last week we touched on, you talk about the good and the bad. The concern that Saline County might be kind of complacent with mm-hmm. tornadoes and all this kind of stuff because we have been lucky.
Right.
We haven't had much. We haven't had floods. We haven't had tornadoes lately, of course.
Right.
And so you kind of forget about it. You know?
So I will say when it comes to just preparedness in general or getting buy-in from not only the community but even local officials or from the state or federal government in any sense of, I guess, my job,
mm-hmm.
you really don't convince them of it until somebody gets burned by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we hadn't had a big tornado and we mm-hmm. haven't had one that really touched down for more than 5 seconds in several years. But we did get an influx of buy-in from the community when Andover hit,
mm-hmm.
And they did a phenomenal response to that. Granted, they also got hit 30 years prior
mm-hmm.
again.
It's so, almost like Andover's the epicenter.
Right. Poor people. So, yes, we might not be the ones getting impacted, but when it is closer to home,
mm-hmm.
we do kind of get that reality check.
Right.
Because hear me out, I would much rather help my neighboring county with mm-hmm. a disaster rather than have one here.
Right.
But if that's what I would hate for us to get burned for that to
mm-hmm.
get people to start taking it seriously. That could be said about any disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and even these exercises that we'll do, we will get around the table afterwards and talk mm-hmm. about, okay, this wasn't perfect.
Right.
This went bad. What can we do in the future to make it better? And we do the same thing with real ones.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully when the actual one comes around that we will be better prepared. But yeah, it is constantly difficult to get either people to show up to meetings, to get funding, to want them to participate in train when they aren't actively being punished by the results of not being prepared.
Yeah, you don't think about this until it's coming down the street sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, and, as a professional, how are we doing? Are we pretty well set for, and I say anything, you know what I mean?
So I would say 80. in a conservative sense, because there's always something, because like no two disasters are the same. Mm-hmm. So we've had a wide range of things that we've been exposed to. But there's always things that we can do better. And one of the biggest things that I think will hold us to back from being anywhere in 90 or even 100 is we just surely don't have the people here mm-hmm. to do all the things that would possibly need to happen.
You just said right. there's only two of you, what, you and Natasha in the basement, right. or yes. not in the basement, but in the
well,
office.
Even yeah. first responders, hospital mm-hmm. staff,
well, the new jail.
Nonprofits. Yeah. So, and shoot, you can go to your restaurant and realize that mm-hmm.
they're severely shorthanded.
We are missing people. So I think until we could, like, everyone across the board was fully staffed, I don't think we'll ever get to 100. Because right now you've got multiple people wearing multiple hats. Mm-hmm. And in that human factor of it, there's always that chance for an error. But I think that with what you've got here in Salina and Sling County, you've got a very progressive and very prepared mm-hmm. county in emergency preparedness.
Of course, if worse comes to worse, you too have a few people you can call.
Yes. So the state actually does have many, many response teams mm-hmm. in different facets and different specialties. And we house several of them here in Salina. So that should make you feel good. We've got the regional SWAT team. We've got the regional swift water team. We've got the regional dive team. We've got the regional hazmat team. We've got the regional TRT team. So mm-hmm. yes, we are very, very lucky with the resources we have here.
So, but until the... It has passed, and that you don't need public volunteer help until after the fact.
Correct. And we will let you know, unless it's like something like flooding when we did in 19 mm-hmm. and we were going to do sandbagging efforts. But yes, we will certainly let you know. We appreciate your help. We want your help. We just need to know that we have something for you to do before mm-hmm. you show up.
Well, during this month of October coming up, we're going to be talking with you guys. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
What? Talking you guys,
about
the ladies.
We're talking oh. about ladies. So what are you guys doing? But we ain't guys. But anyway, talking with you and Natasha next month and keep people up to date because yep. this stuff can happen at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You never know. So, well, thank you again for
thank
taking time
so
to
much.
Come down here on a Saturday.